Every general has an external theater of operations. Mine has an interior one without demarcations. Without ceasefire protocols, without the cartographic luxury of knowing where the hostile ends and where the sanctuary begins. The thoughts don't knock, they mobilize at midnight. Deploy without a declaration, occupy the dim light. Hours when the cerebral defenses thin from fatigue, and every unresolved campaign resurfaces in intrigue. I pacify cities broken, the unbreakable stay level under interrogation, but the nocturnal dishevel of my own cognition at 4 a.m. is the one insurgency. I haven't found the tactic for the one emergency that doesn't respond to force. The strategy to stillness, the mind at war with its own brilliance. My thoughts are my enemy, the insurgents with no flag, who know the garrison from inside, who know its memories to drag back into the operational present like a wound that's lost its scab. My thoughts are my enemy, the ones that always grab the quietest hour, colonize the undefended lab of sleep and run their simulations till the dawn begins to drown. They don't come with obvious intent, that would be manageable. They come disguised as reasonable, as tangible concerns that warrant process and legitimate review of everything that happened and everything still do. They're happening somewhere between the credible and the spiral. The trespass occurs, what started as a vital examination of the circumstantial becomes a siege. The mind consuming its own architecture with a fatigue that has no origin in the body, purely generated by the thinking, by the compulsive and reiterated loop of what I should have done and what I failed to see. The mind as its own most relentless refugee. My thoughts are my enemy, the insurgents with no flag, who know the garrison from inside, who know which memories to drag back into the operational press like a wound that's lost its scab. My thoughts are my enemy, the ones that always grab the quietest hour, colonize the undefended lab of sleep and run their simulations till the dawn begins to drag. The paradox is exquisite, the same cognition that built the empire that refined each proposition into something executable, that read the room before the room, finished assembling, that navigated through the gloom of every ambiguous negotiation. That same apparatus turns against me in the dark with the hiatus of all external stimuli, turns in what turns predatory. The instrument of my ascent becomes territorial over my own tranquility, claims it as disputed ground, deploys its full sophistication to compound the unresolvable to illuminate what cannot yet be solved, and keeps the illumination burning while I'm half dissolving to the mattress ceiling, staring back, no answers, just the hum of a mind too capable for its own quietude to come. I try the disciplines, the breathwork and the ritual reduction of the stimulant, the habitual clearing of the schedule, but before the body's threshold into sleep, tried everything the composed and well sold. Wisdom of the counterfeited tradition recommends the mind just waits it out, and when the practice ends, returns with the same dossier, same unresolved agenda, same impeccable recall, same undiminished vendor of the past. Most poignant moments I have made my peace with the fact that peace was never bought for just the crease between two sieges. That's what rest is, not the absence of the war, just the interval, the temporary cadence. 4 a.m. ceiling listening, the thoughts still glistening with their own momentum. I've stopped fighting,
started witnessing. Not because I want, but because the christening of every sleepless hour as a battlefield was costing me the only thing. These thoughts were built to yield a mind still.